we are launching Scotland's first ever national plan for managing flood risk across Scotland. Now, the flood risk management plan that will also help us to protect our homes, businesses, communities and livelihoods. And it contains, you know, 14 kind of local flood risk management strategies. And in many respects, that will set the national direction for how we manage flood risk in Scotland, and also helps us to target our investment and to coordinate our actions and efforts across the public bodies and our partnership agencies to tackle flooding in Scotland. Now, these flood risk management strategies, they will be supplemented, and that's really quite important, they will be supplemented by local flood risk management plans that are currently being developed by our local councils, and they will provide additional local detail, you know, on the funding and on the delivery of the timetable of actions between 2016 to 2021, and those local plans will be published in June.
So how will having this national strategy improve on the local plans that are currently already in place?
Well, one of the things that these do is actually to kind of set the priorities. I mean, the 14 flood risk management strategies, they also identify, you know, 42 flood protection schemes like the one we have here in Selkirk. And that'll be, you know, an estimated cost of about £235 million. And that also kind of will help to improve our flood protection for about 10,000 properties.
And do you think this will help to sort of alleviate the natural apprehension there is at the moment about flooding, given what we've had in the last month?
Well, I think this certainly shows, you know, just how important, you know, having these flood protection schemes are. And also the other actions that we are taking on flood elevation measures, such as our flood warnings, our flood alerts. You know, and we've also, as part of these strategies, there will be over 130 flood studies as well, which will be, you know, helping us to identify the appropriate actions that we need to take to be managing and mitigating flood risk in Scotland. But, you know, these are a very important and a very necessary step forward to make sure that we are as prepared as we possibly can.